With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Democratic senators are vowing to oppose a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security following the shooting death of a man in Minnesota. And correspondent Ken Lorman reports that increases the prospect of a partial government shutdown by week's end.
Six of the 12 annual spending bills for the current budget year have been signed into law. Six more await Senate action. If senators fail to act by midnight Friday, funding for agencies covered under those remaining six bills will lapse, triggering a partial government shutdown. Last year, Democrats pushed the federal government into a historic shutdown over Obamacare subsidies. After a record-setting 43 days, they finally agreed to a deal that reopened the government and postponed the subsidy fight. Ken Lorman reporting.
Meanwhile, a federal judge is considering Minnesota's challenge to the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. U.S. District Judge Catherine Menendez heard arguments Monday from the state and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, which want to halt the operation. The crackdown has led to two fatal shootings by federal officers. Most of the winter's storm has moved out to sea, according to the National Weather Service, but meteorologist Allison Santarelli says while the winter storm may have passed, the bitter cold continues.
We've got extremely cold air that's going to move in to a lot of these locations that received all of this winter weather yesterday. It's all going to move in there today, and that's only going to prolong the dangerous travel and infrastructure impacts well into the week.
A positive day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 313 points. The NASDAQ rose 100. The S&P 500 advanced by 34, and oil down to $60.80 a barrel. This is SRN News. Formal Jewish prayer has returned to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
It is the holiest place in Judaism, but non-Muslim prayer has been banned there for decades as part of an effort to keep the peace with the Arab world, which also reveres the site. But police in Jerusalem are now allowing Jewish worshipers to ascend the mount with printed prayers and read them aloud. It's a major shift for Jewish people whose worship in Jerusalem has been restricted in one way or the other for nearly 2,000 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is expanding its ban on foreign aid to include assistance going to international and domestic organizations that promote transgenderism, as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. An administration official says the State Department has established rules that expand the scope of the Mexico City policy, which bars U.S. taxpayers from promoting abortion. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is chipping away at China's near monopoly on the rare earth minerals market.
The U.S. is taking a minority stake in an Oklahoma rare earth miner as it seeks to minimize its reliance on imports of a material used in smartphones, robotics, and electric vehicles, and many other high-tech products. China processes more than 90% of the world's critical minerals. USA Rare Earth says the Commerce Department is investing $1.6 billion in the company. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Aiming to shake up the Golden State's media landscape, the California Post has launched a new tabloid newspaper and news site that brings a brash, cheeky, and conservative-friendly fixture of the Big Apple to the West Coast. The LA outpost of the New York Post will be digital first. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.